I Dream of Indie is bringing a voice to the voiceless ones in gaming. Free yourselves from the shackles of mainstream coverage and help us to defeat the gaming echo chamber once and for all. Head on over to youtube.com/idreamofindie or idreamofindie.com. I Dream of Indie, a place where games are more than a number.
Hello, hello. This is Outside the Echo Chamber, a weekly podcast hosted by I Dream of Indie. If you don't know who we are a YouTube channel, and we're dedicated to reviewing and bringing greater exposure to the most amazing and often unknown indie games. Whether you are an indie warrior or a new listener, thank you and join us in discussing and celebrating the indie gaming world. Now, as per usual, chit chat. How was our week?
Silent Signs, why don't you start? I'm going to enjoy this beer. That should tell you a little bit of how about my week was. So.
Was it really that bad? It's been a short week because we had the 4th of July. Whether you celebrate that or not is up to you, but we had Monday off from most work life things.
We can all celebrate that.
Right? We didn't really do much for the 4th of July.
No, part of getting old is you just don't want to do shit anymore.
I don't know if it was that or if I just didn't really like feel like celebrating America, but that's okay. You know,
a combination, you know, a little bit of A,
a little column B. We did go to the drive-in movies this weekend. That was fun.
There's drive-in movies where you are.
Yes, they are rare these days to find them, but we have a couple left here in New England, and it's very novel. It's really fun. Though I did find out it can be a bit annoying, and I can kind of understand why people got away from them, because we had a lot of people high beaming the screen, and I believe someone was doing an actual illegal drug.
Yeah, they were doing some kind of drugs that I did not recognize.
It appeared to be some sort of form of crack or something. I don't. They were smoking something on a plate. I don't know.
I don't want to make drugs, but that got weird.
Yeah. Movie was all right though.
We saw Black. Black telephone?
Black telephone, something like that. Horror movie.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that one. I had a friend who recently went to see it. How was it?
Good, actually. A little bit video game-like almost, and it's puzzles.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was all right. I like seeing a good horror movie every now and then. I'm not a horror buff like the ex-hardcore gamer, but I do enjoy the genre.
I like scary movies, but I don't get scared, so I don't know what that says about me.
Damn, you're tough. Have you seen
you, Rose? How you doing over there?
Here is fine.
It's fine.
everything's going as it should. I have nothing. I played a game, then I played other games.
No way.
Yeah. Wow. And my life is really boring. I've been working on my routine because I'm very bad at routines. So the wake up at this time, drink my water, have my pills, walk the dog. I resist that so much. I much prefer chaos. So I have to think, thankfully my husband is there and he's just like, get up, go, drink the water. And he'll just poke my side until I do it, which is a good motivator. So working on it slowly.
Yeah, the channel's kind of in a weird place right now. We went from this past week not really having much of anything to put out, and now all of a sudden, within like the last 24 hours, we just got a bunch of games in.
Not
even yet talk about some of them. So thanks for your patience, everybody that's been following the channel. Sorry, it's been sort of a slow trickle, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a joke in there.
I wasn't going to say it, but we're in kind of like in a transitional period here. We've been getting into a new rhythm with, you know, a smaller staff a little bit.
Yeah, definitely a smaller staff. Yeah.
But trying to do less, but do it better. So quality over quantity. And I think we've talked about this in podcasts before, but that's always been kind of the goal, is to find a balance where we all don't feel like we're losing our minds to this YouTube algorithm.
Smaller staff, but big dick energy, baby.
Yeah, that's what we decided. Big dick energy.
Big titty energy. I like that. Wow. Is that like double the energy? Because you got two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only got one dick.
I got two balls. That counts for something.
Does it?
All right.
For what you said about the drive-in theater,
yes.
You know, here's a $1 million idea. Not really. just make it would be cute if they did more of a niche thing where it was kind of like those theaters where you can drink alcohol and eat and you have to like do a reservation and all that shit, you know, fancy it up, reduce the chance of your clientele being pieces of shit or doing hard drugs, you know, and get more of the feel, the nice sort of atmospheric.
We do have one theater that serves alcohol, but in a separate area. So you can go to the bar and get drunk before the movie, but I don't believe you can bring the booze in, right? But
there's like, I think it's a national chain, like Alamo Draft House.
Yeah, we have to travel to New York for that, but or close to New York anyways.
Isn't there one in the Boston?
It's pretty far either way, but that one you can drink in. But our local one, they don't allow you to drink in it. However, you can get Pizza Hut, which I can't get like anywhere else around here. So that's kind
of all right. Pizza, at least. That's good.
How about your theaters out there in Miami? What's that like?
You know, one of the big positives of a fairly big city at this point, Miami, is there's a lot of options. I know we have some drive-ins, but that kind of died out quick because mosquitoes and humidity. None of us are quite fans of that, but we've got we've got the one that I mentioned where you can eat and drink. So you reserve in advance. It's really bougie and nice. We've got some with recliners that you could fit two people on these freaking recliners. They're like leather. You can bring your blankie, which of course I did. I went with my sister. We each brought a blankie and we reserved our spots next to each other. There's only like 20 people in the theater. And it cost like $15, which I was expecting more expensive.
Pretty all right.
I was expecting a lot more expensive for like city and movie and all that shit. And we have like an artsy one that I really like because they'll show anime and they'll show Studio Ghibli at times. And I'm like, I'm coming. And it's pretty affordable too. So we've got some cute things along with the regular old Regal, AMC, etc.
Yeah, we used to go to some of those like little independent theaters. There used to be one in the town where I went to college. I went to UMass. So like, I don't know if you know anything about UMass, but it's in this little like quaint New England town and they had a little independent movie theater there. And I think we did, well, I don't know if you ever went with me, but Knox from the channel went with me and we saw Ponyo. And it was like one of the best days of my life. Cherished memory, core memory.
Our bigger theater will get like an anime here or there, but it's a very like one-shot deal.
So. And then like you miss it and you're like, shit, that was now?
So like I haven't seen an anime in theater in years, actually. So I miss that because they're great to watch in theater.
Yeah. And I'm waiting for not theater, but one time in Miami. Oh, and I didn't go for it at the time. They were doing an orchestra rendition of a whole bunch of pieces from Studio Ghibli.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
And this was many, many, many years ago. I was still living with my mother and she was like, go nowhere and have no fun. And I was like, okay, I guess I won't. It's a thing that exists. They just need to bring it everywhere.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. We've done some of the Final Fantasy ones.
Yeah, the orchestrated concerts. Those are a blast. And I also did a Capcom Cross.
That's one, right.
Yep. Which was pretty fun. Video game music in an orchestra. Pretty all right.
So for videos and live streams we've had this week, in terms of reviews, we had Yuru Kill, the Calumination Games review. That was Nox, right?
That was Nox.
It was. Yeah, it looks like a visual novel meets shoot 'em up hybrid style thing. That word confused me. I don't hear that word too often. Calumniation.
Is that a real word?
I don't know. You're the literary one here, Rose. Is that a word?
It is a word, but I did not Google it. So
I didn't either, but I'm going to Google it while you guys talk. But this is a visual novel, yeah?
Yeah, it has sort of an anime theme to it. It's kind of a mix of different genres. It's that whole deal, which a lot of different games and movies have been doing this lately, like we saw with a Squid Game recently, where it's a game show style thing, but you can die for real on the game show. That was my understanding of what it's all about.
So I Googled what is calumniate, and it says to utter maliciously fake statements, charges, or imputations about.
Wow, more words I don't understand.
Ooh, very fancy. So slander?
Yeah.
Essentially is what I'm getting from that, yeah.
Which kind of makes sense for what that game seems to be. Anyways, I guess she liked it, a lot of it, but she just didn't like the shooty sections, the pew-pew stuff.
sections.
She did not like that stuff, which we don't have many shoot 'em up fans here on the channel, do we? Outside of me and you, Silent.
I like a good shmup once in a while, even though I spell it wrong.
Both of you are guilty of this.
It's because I think of schmuck, which is yes. spelled with the S-C-H.
This S-C yes. schmup, you call it. It is kind of weird, to yeah. be fair. Yeah. It's a S-H-M-U.
No, I know. So, consciously, I know that. Yeah. But every time I go to spell it, I think schmuck.
So don't schmup it up next time.
But it looks so nice, like the S-C-H, you know, it just yeah. looks like it's supposed to be there.
So that was one video game. It's from NIS America.
And the art style, I think it's really gorgeous. I love that the characters, they're not completely static. They've got sort of like a bit of a floaty thing going on with bits of the hair, the mouths move. So it's got some more going on. I'm interested. I have this on my list. I'm not a fan of the pew pew either, but it seems interesting enough to withstand just some of it.
And I gotta say, Nox bringing that big dick energy too. Her narrations are hypnotizing, really, at times to me. She sounds like really does. She has a radio background, I guess, right? So it makes sense. She sounds really professional.
Yeah,
way more than I do. I'm kind of just dicking around, going off the cuff, doing whatever I do.
Fun fact for you: Nox and I used to have a radio show together in college.
Okay, it makes sense now.
Yeah, she was obviously better at the actual like radio voice stuff than I was, but I used to pick all the music.
Oh, that's what mattered then, you know?
Yeah. So we had a good time. We had a good time during that. It was like 2 a.m. In like, what was it, Saturdays?
Yeah, it was an absurd like time slot, but yeah. I would listen.
And I used to make my friends like stay up and listen to us on the radio because who else was gonna, you know?
So outside of Eurokill, I played a little bit of Exodiac. We talked about this last week, Star Fox Tribute. Those gameplay impressions are live now. And the only other review we had was from you, Silent Signs. This is of Quintus and the Absent Truth. East Asia Soft putting out a lot of games pretty constantly, consistently. Always like having them on the channel. What did you think of this one? It's like a first-person walking simulator with some horror elements. And
so, yeah, there was a lot going on here. So let me start by saying that I saw the trailer and I thought it was an entirely different game. I don't know what I thought I was playing, but what I actually played was not it. I thought it was like a cute, like narrative type game. But then I played it and it's actually like a cute narrative game, but make it horror. So everything's kind of spooky and creepy and weird, including how poorly it runs on the Switch, unfortunately. It did not run well. It made me sick within like 5 minutes just because of like the way the camera controls. And for some reason, it defaults like super, super like high sensitivity, I guess, or low sensitivity.
I guess it was more low sensitivity. Yeah, yeah, because you know were turning, it was like being stuck in molasses.
Yeah, yeah. So like, yeah, everything felt stuck in mud. And it's like a solo, it feels very much like a solo or like very small team project.
Yeah, it definitely is.
It's solo dev. I looked it up.
Yeah.
I hate to rag on something that someone clearly like poured their heart and soul into, but if they could have outsourced one thing on this project, they should have got some more voice actors because like, there is even this one point, I don't even know if I can dig this out and find it for you guys, but like there's this like specter, like a ghost that's like wandering the hallways of this record label company, whatever, that the guy's walking in this abandoned building. And it's the guy's voice, but he like tries to make it sound like it's a woman because it's a female specter.
Wow, that's bad.
It's just so like,
that's like cringe.
I wanted to like this game so bad. I really like the concept of it. I really thought I mean, the art style is cool.
Yeah, we like having a game like this on the channel from time to time, like a really, really unknown indie game.
Because sometimes it surprises you and it's like, incredible. And I mean, the potential was there. It's just the voice acting just like made me crawl out of my skin.
And I'll say in fairness too, the PC version looks quite a bit better. Yeah, which is not a huge surprise, but yeah, a lot of these Switch ports, they really do get botched. I think that again comes down to having a small development team and probably not a big budget to port it over to an expensive platform, which is notorious for being expensive to get games onto. So
yeah,
you're gonna have to make sacrifices,
and it sucks because I hate being negative on a game. Like I want to like them all so bad.
Sure. I think that's a theme of our channel. We want every game to be great. Actually, I don't like doing the negative reviews. I know people are like, haha, this is funny. Oh, they're making fun of the game. But I don't actually really like it. I don't know how you feel, Rose.
She loves it. She lives for it.
The writing part for me is definitely fun, you know? But I think it's fun when you're when it feels like they're trying to be campy and weird on purpose, like the Fantastic Freezer pops. But then when it's like Last Days of Lazarus, where it's like there was like glimmers of gold and then just like a whole lot of poo, damn it. And that's when it can sometimes hurt. It hurts a little bit, so you have to lay down the criticism. But if you don't, how will, you know, thinking about it from like an artist perspective, if you don't hear critique, if you don't hear ways to improve and ideas, especially of a game that's also an experience, you're not going to get better. So yeah, it's just a necessary
weird,
evil.
Weird concept we have on our channel where we tell the truth. It's a lost art.
I said it really. Just that, but like, I don't say things from a place of like, this is fun to rag on them. Like we genuinely, I think, want them to take that information and put it towards whatever they work on next. And like, you know, make that game even better and take all of the bright points in the game that we've played and put them into the next best thing.
It's always been my favorite part of doing anything with I Dream of Indie is actually helping people. That's the thing I look forward to the most. And, you know, every game ideally, like you said, would be great, but unfortunately not the case here and not the case with Quintus and the absent.
Some moments of greatness in a game that first of all would be better played on PC. And second of all, just needs a little bit of help.
Needs a little push.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a game that is very much great though. Hades, which we did some live coverage.
Yeah.
This was a surprise stream on the 4th of July because Rose said she had nothing better to do on the 4th of July. I tried to give her the holiday off. She said, no, I'm going to stream.
I mean, and all we did was watch you. So
yeah. And I actually made my holiday because like you, I wasn't really feeling the 4th of July this year. And it's usually my favorite holiday, but I watched Rose for like 4 hours just pretty much dominate Hades all the way to the end. You got to Hades and then you were like a few hits away from killing him.
I know. I got so, I'm just not very clutch at times.
No, that was freaking insane.
That was pretty good.
You were freaking incredible at that game.
Yeah, I don't think I could have made it that far. Yeah,
I was watching. I was like, holy shit.
It looks tougher than it is what I'd say, because it's a very fluid game. So as long as if your gameplay style is like, I'm going to stay here and tank things, you will die. You need to stay on the move. And I think if you're good at rhythm games, you're probably good at Hades, because it almost has like a rhythm to it. The end, well, they all have a rhythm in terms of the movement and the patterns, but you can really get into a groove of just like, eh, eh, eh. And if you watch people speed run it, whoo, they're crazy.
Well, that was kind of my takeaway too. It was far more like dodge heavy than I ever thought. I never really played it much myself. And yeah, just watching you do those dashes. Now, is that dash? It seems pretty forgiving as far as being able to actually miss projectiles and stuff. Is there a decent hitbox there? Or is it?
Oh, yeah. It's very forgiving. At least in the difficulty I put it in, because there's like higher difficulties, but it's very forgiving. And on top of that, as you get more favors from the different gods, like Zeus, if you are good with the dash, like so you don't get hit, it sends out lightning to the closest enemy. If you do it just in that small little window between about to get hit and about not to get hit, Hermes will extend your dash or will give you more dash or give you a little bit of like a hitbox of immunity. There's a lot of different options. Demeter will give like a cold gust to your dash, which will slow down enemies and give you more time to maneuver around it. So there's a lot of options to go about it.
Yeah, the game seems really cool. I can see why it's so loved and popular now. I'm really kicking myself for not getting into it back when it came out.
It's not too late. Maybe now, if we have a little more time, we can play some Hades.
Definitely.
All right, send me all of the games you were supposed to review. I'll take them as long as you give me your word that you shall play Hades.
Normally, I'd say yes, but I actually have a few games right now that I'm looking forward to playing. So, but upcoming this Friday on the stream, we're going to have Legend back with Arcade Geddon. I don't know if you've seen any of
this. We didn't talk about last Friday's stream.
Did we even have one? I thought Legend was off, no?
No, wasn't that her charity stream?
Yeah, the charity stream.
That was okay, I had my days confused. Yeah, she played Project Warlock 2. Right, which was a really fun looking Doom style first person shooter.
And she took several pies in the face.
Several pies in the face. Wow, I really had my dates messed up, but you're right. Yeah. And what else did she do? She had some stickers on her face. She had Silly String, I believe she was.
Oh, yeah. Her girls were spraying her with Silly String.
All in the name of raising, I think she got up to $200 in that stream.
Yeah. Right, and then made some more after.
Made some more after that on her own private Twitch channel. So, yeah, that was really cool. That's something that we don't do too often on the channel. That was really fun to participate in. I donated myself. I believe you did as well several times. So that was a great thing. She went for like 5 hours too, which she can really do those marathon stretch streams, which I don't know how y'all do it, but it's impressive.
I think you just get caught up in it, like in the moment and playing the game. And then you're like, shit, it's been 4 hours.
Does time go like that for you? Because when I'm playing something, time feels rather slow. But
depends
on what you're playing, I guess.
Yeah.
Or how
depends what you're playing. And I guess I would say also your company, like, because our chat always is in the live streams is so, well, Discord too, but it's just so lovely in the live streams. Like, your mood just can't help but stay up of just like, yeah, because everybody's just good vibes.
Yeah, it's like, all right, one more run.
I love a good, healthy chat that's just going, you know, when you don't have any troublemakers or anything and everyone's just having a good time, making jokes, that kind of stuff.
It does feel rare on the internet.
It makes for an all-around better experience. So, again, don't be a dick. It's actually up in my rules on the Discord. It's the only thing. Don't be a dick. If you follow that rule, we can all be righteous and great.
Well, sometimes it's hard for people.
Unless you're bringing that big dick energy, as you should be.
As we all should be.
Man, by being a member here at I Dream of Indie.
That was such a bad transition, man.
I tried anyways. Indie Warrior is just $1.99 a month. What's that get you, Silent Sense?
That gets you access to the Gamer Joe Radio Show, which is an exclusive audio-only podcast that we do where we play some fun songs from indie games and talk about a bunch of freaking nonsense.
Which I've been meaning to invite you, Rose. You got to come on sometime.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah!
You can even pick the theme or the songs or whatever you want.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
I know.
But you also get shout outs at the end of every single video we produce.
Video, you get custom emojis. You get
a little genie lamp next to your name.
Yeah.
And the color Discord changes.
Discord access, of course.
Discord access. So we can all chat and we can help each other get through the long weekdays.
That's right. And if you want to up the ante for that $3.99 tier, Indie Legends, they get the movie night, which was super fun. We did Street Fighter just a few weeks, like not even a week ago, right?
That was last Thursday, right after you recorded the last podcast.
Yes, which was hilariously bad.
And Mulan was so beautiful in it. Did you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And thanks for sharing the image of her after. She has not aged a day.
No, it's so graceful. So
fantastic. Extremely I wish I had graceful. Such good genes. So Street Fighter.
I think money helps.
Well, that probably helps too. But also Assassin's Creed is going to be our next movie there.
Yep. We're also going to do a game night, right?
Game night is coming up. I'm looking to do Shredder's Revenge with some of the folks in the Discord. And yeah, Indie Legend, well worth the additional bucks. You also get this show in video form.
Yeah, so you can see our smiling normally faces or sometimes animal heads, whatever we might feel like on a particular day.
But of course, if you can't do that, which we completely understand, just subscribe to the channel, share the links, spread the word, and bring a voice to the voiceless ones in gaming. And enjoy all of our content, like this Friday is going to be Arcade Geddon, like I was going to say earlier, with Legend of the Star. This looks like sort of a Fortnite-style game, but taking place within an arcade, player versus player.
Can I be honest? I've never played Fortnite.
I played it once at the ex-hardcore gamer's house because he was like, oh, try Fortnite. This will be totally your thing. And I didn't like it. So I don't like competitive stuff. No. How about you, Rose? Are you a Fortnite gal?
No. And I also tend not to like competitive games just because, it can get a bit toxic. But this game looks very pretty. I mean, if I had people to play with, but at this point in my life, I don't have many gaming friends. Like, and on top of that, that also want hey, to play this. Hey, what am I,
chopped liver here? Come on.
Yeah, come on. You can play with us, although I don't
think you are on my list, but, you know, there's is the, there you go. There's the list. Y'all are on it. It's this size. But it looks really cool. I mean, if I were ever to try it out, I bet it'd be fun, but I've just never been much for FPS.
The only like online competitive deathmatch style game that I was ever somewhat successful at was Worms.
Worms Rumble, right? Which was kind of fun, because actually. I wish that game was more successful.
You play as a worm with a gun, which was just so absurd that I had to try.
And I like that premise.
I believe it was just me and you reviewing at the time, which is crazy to think about now.
Yeah, it was.
So you had to take on some challenges in genres that you normally didn't play.
You're like, I know you literally never play anything that's like online competitive deathmatch, but here's Worms.
Yeah, what a freaking shit show that was. Just reviewing all this shit with two people. It's really hard to look back on that now, but we're coming up on 3 years. Unbelievably. We survived it all. So big celebration in October, but that's for a later date.
Wait,
so,
why is it in October?
Because actually our first upload ever was October 9th. And that was a review of Val Ferris. So I kind of associate that, though we started earlier, I associate that with kind of the 3 year anniversary.
We're all October babies then, including the channel.
Yeah, actually, me and Legend are born one day apart, which is kind
of
crazy. Whoa. Yeah. So our birthdays are there. Your birthday's October. I don't know if Rose is October. But...
No, I'm September, but I'm right at the end, so I'm nearby.
We're all fall children.
Wait, when in September?
27.
Oh wow! So I'm October 1st. So we're all like.
It was meant to be. It was destiny.
Yes, it destiny. Was astrology. What are your signs?
I am a Libra.
We're all Libras.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We're all Libras.
Yeah.
Wait, would September be a Libra too?
Yes.
Okay.
Because my dad's a Libra and he's the 25th.
So see, we balance each other out and that's why things work so well.
And my brother's October 3rd.
Isn't that what Libra's all about? Like being balanced, being centered?
We are a freaking scale, man.
Uh-huh. I mean, I try, you know, but balance is a bit hard.
Hmm.
My mother is dating a Libra right now, and she always is telling me all these negative things about Libras. And I'm like, Mom, are any of those things true about me? And she's like, well, no, but you're the exception. I'm like, well, if there can be exceptions, then you can't make it a rule. Like, that's not how this works.
No, it's a really good song, Three Libras, Perfect Circle.
Yeah, that's what this video is right now. New podcast name.
You should listen to it if you haven't. Anyways, I don't like Libras, but a perfect circle is pretty good.
I just love when that song comes on because I'm like, it's us.
Yeah. I still love how Rose is so on top of things. Like you mentioned something and she's like, bam, she's searching it. She's like,
she has that like teacher mode where
like, student says something. Wait, I want to pull this up for us to look at.
Yep, exactly.
Like, let's go. I'm ready. So for our first story, we have Intellivision, Amico's trademark changed to abandoned in latest sign it may never release. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know about this. On the wall here for this system. I'm leaning towards this is never coming out.
Do you not have money in this?
I did at one point. I believe I was refunded when they started to like lean towards going out of business. But yeah, this is just kind of showing you how difficult it is to launch hardware in this day and age. I know you have people that say like, oh, the Sega console should come back. They could compete again. But I just don't really see the market for it. You have three consoles.
Weren't we just talking about this? Who are we talking about this with?
What, the Amico?
Well, wait, why don't we give everyone an understanding first in case they don't know what the Amico is?
Yeah, so the Amico was this semi-portable device where the controllers were kind of a system deal. It was designed by Tommy Tallarico. He was kind of the president here. Tommy Tallarico then resigned out of nowhere, leaving everything in turmoil. The console never ended up coming out. People paid money. They never received any product. Anger ensued, rightfully so.
basically as a system, what it did differently was it was like little screens, right?
Yeah,
like
it was a cool idea, actually.
Like little screens.
Everyone had a controller. You could kind of, it was kind of like a Wiimote almost, but with a screen, like a screen on it. And yeah, you could take it places. You could plug it into other people's Amico tablets and your gameplay would carry over.
And I think the idea was that it was like very family friendly type content, like party games and stuff like that.
I love the idea, but it was also very weak. So the games looked like less than they would be on an iOS device, even like mobile games. They looked even weaker than that, which is not the end of the world necessarily if it's fun.
Yeah, because there's certainly a market for that. I mean, there's people who still play like Wii Sports. So
yeah, but just pile this one on to the list of consoles never to be, I guess. It's unfortunate. I hate to hear any failure, really, you know, especially when people had a financial investment in it. Have either of you ever invested in something that never ended up coming out? I'm curious.
Myself.
Well, you came out.
I came out, but not as a success story.
This is not the Debbie Downer episode.
Sorry.
I don't think so. I don't tend to invest my money in anything besides food.
Same.
It's a good
and
investment.
Games. And they tend to come out.
I was thinking about just like most of my money these days is spent on food, and I'm not upset about
and coffee.
It. Coffee.
Yes. These are the important things in life, you mainly know. Wars food. were fought for coffee and probably food too.
Spices. And I realize I also like give no fucks even when I don't have enough money. I just don't care what I spend on food because it's so good, and I just want it in my body. It's just so great. There's no price you can put on it, really.
I am in agreement, but husband keeps me in check because if not, I'm like, I'm going to go get 10 pints of ice cream that are $10 each and I'm going to eat three in one sitting.
But the question is, what is your favorite flavor or flavors of ice cream?
A very specific one that a local ice cream shop makes. It is milk chocolate with toasted honeycomb pieces and dark fudge swirls and a little bit of caramel in
that
there
sounds
too.
Fucking incredible.
Like very specific.
Holy
as
shit.
Well.
It's, I must say, it's an orgasm in the mouth. It's it sounds amazing.
I've never experienced one of those.
Oh, dude.
but no, I actually am not the biggest fan of ice cream just because it makes me nauseous usually. So I'm kind of blessed in that regard, I guess. But I will go and get the Dole Whip recently, which is like a veganish style thing, right?
It's, I mean, no, it's dairy, just, it's made it of fruit.
Yeah.
It's like a sorbet.
And that's pretty all right. And also my local ice cream shop right down the road, they will serve the vegan cookies and cream, which is actually really tasty. It's like a coconut milk style thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're like the only people that order the dairy-free ice cream, but they keep adding more flavors because I think we've bought it all.
Well, I just feel like I got like a big fart stuck in me if I eat dairy, so I just try to avoid it now.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a pleasant feeling.
No.
Skip. Many dairy alternatives thankfully now, especially compared to before. I mean, the non-dairy milks like cashew milk, ooh, so tasty.
That shit's good. Yeah, I like all of those. I like the almond milk, I like oat milk, and it does nothing to my stomach, so I can definitely appreciate that. I use it in my coffee. Great. and it makes coffee taste good too.
It does.
You do the oat milk with it. It's delicious.
We're a big oat milk household.
I've not had full whole milk in probably years at this point.
Whoa. Can you have yogurt?
I can have all these things. I'm just going to feel like an asshole after. So do I?
Yogurt doesn't bother. I don't know why this turned into what dairy we can tolerate, but like yogurt doesn't bother me. Not the same way that like whole milk or like cream does.
Yeah, and pizza too. I can eat pizza all day, but yeah, I'll get a lot of gas.
I am never giving up cheese. I don't care if cheese is my cause of death written on my death certificate. I'm still gonna eat it.
She was cheesy, it will say on your
myself to death.
All right, next news story. Lollipop Chainsaw Remake announced. We played this together back in like 2010, Silent Signs. And if you will remember, this was a game about a very sexy cheerleader with a boyfriend's head.
I loved that she just carried her, boyfriend's head around. That was my favorite part.
Oh, this game. I've heard of this.
Yeah, and you know, in this day and age, I wonder if this game would fly with the current way things are, but...
I quote this game frequently, but I won't say what it is.
There was a lot of lewdness to this game. It was designed from Suda51.
What's the quote?
It also had James Gunn involved. I forgot all about that, but he wrote this story. Yeah, so Guardians of the Galaxy fame and all that. I was surprised to hear this was a remake because I don't recall this being a major seller. But
I remember a bunch of people cosplaying as what's her face, the girl.
Yes. But if you remember, too, the game kind of got a cult following of sorts. So sometimes that will revitalize things. Unfortunately here, though, Suda is not coming back. He's not involved. And neither is James Gunn. So you're going to have some newbies involved. I guess you have a few people that worked on the original. But I don't know. Without Suda51, that's a major blow because his humor and his personality come through so strongly in his games. I'm a little bit concerned, but I'm also thankful it's coming back in some form. But will it be a PG version? That will be the question.
No,
you think they'll
hopefully
go all
not.
And one of the coolest parts about this game is they went as far as getting the lollipop, lollipop, oomba, that song.
Yep.
Whenever you did your upgrades in the game. Oh, I freaking love that song.
There's an ant on your beer can.
What? Where? In my beer?
No, on your beer can. I don't know how he got there.
Oh, let him have it. It's fine.
They wanted to have some beer.
Mm. Ants freaking suck. We get ants all over the school where I work, and they're
maybe
annoying.
You brought him home then.
That's possible. It's ant season. Yeah. So Lollipop Chainsaw coming back.
Did it looks,
Rose
it looks
any
good.
Experience? You had no experience with this one.
No. I saw long ago. This is awakening really early YouTube videos in my memory of watching somebody play this, but. I don't see, I think based on what I know of the game, it knows what it's doing, so it can get away with titty panty cheerleader girl, because it's it's satire, right? Yes. It's all satire, cough, cough. I'm definitely not trying to play to your your sexual affiliations, no.
The funny thing is that the game is actually fun. It's a good action
it
game.
Was stupid.
Yeah, it's super
fun. But I've played so many games that try that same trope and do it poorly because the actual game itself isn't fun, but this one was surprisingly fun.
And that's the number one thing for a game. Most things can be forgiven as long as it's fun.
Yeah,
if you break that rule, you're dead.
At least it has to be one or the other. It has to be somewhat original or fun, because if it's neither of those things, then what are you playing? You're just playing garbage.
All right, we've got Bright Memory Infinite, first person action shooter that's confirmed for the Switch now.
Looks that appears to be the case. Yeah,
very not indie. It looks very AAA in terms of the design, the visuals, the flair. It's very fancy.
It also looks like something that isn't gonna run super well on the Nintendo Switch.
So. That was what I was just gonna say. Yeah, you're probably gonna get a 30 FPS, maybe a lot of dumbed down graphics, that kind of deal. But hey, if you can get it to run at an appropriate level and people want to play it handheld, it's an option, right? You know, Rose, how often do you play games handheld, by the way, on your Switch?
I kind of go through phases. There'll be times where I'll take it off the dock and then I'll just play everything handheld. I don't know why. I don't tend to alternate very often. So I might do a month of just handheld. Right now I'm still playing Legend of Bumbo because I have issues. And I just have it next to my bedside table. I haven't docked the Switch in a while. Every once in a while I'll grab it and be like, hey, hey, play, 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 play. But otherwise, you know, old lady eyes love the big screen. Put it on TV.
Same. Yeah, I mostly play the dock too. I can only think of a few games like Rise of the Third Power I did take off the dock and I enjoyed that handheld.
I find that there are certain games that work really well with handheld and certain games that just do not. So visual novels, I think it's great to have handheld because it's like having like a Nook or whatever those things are called. Fire.
Yes. Yeah.
Kindle.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because a game like this, FPS, I just feel like there might be too much going on for me to want to play it handheld.
For stuff like that, where it's very like controller heavy, I feel like it hurts my hands, but I also have old lady problems. So like,
and plus like in a lot of FPS, you're dealing with a map where you got to kind of look where you're going very carefully and stuff. I just feel like a small screen.
And, like, the little details.
I personally don't like playing that way, but nothing against Tear Bright Memory.
But
which looks cool.
Stuff like Cozy Grove or something like that, or any game where there's like touchscreen compatibility, I feel like works really well in handheld. So I don't know.
And a cool publisher here. I like Playism quite a bit. So we'll just have to see how Bright Memory. Let's see if it's memorable. If you will.
If it's a bright memory or a dark one.
Now who's being the literary one, huh? I'm good.
Very good one. Also, bad segue. But have y'all heard that we're on social media? Yes.
Oh, yes. The place everybody hates. We're there.
Yes, we are on Twitter at iDreamOfIndie. Tweet at us. Tweet with us. Look at the things we tweet. Tweet. How many times can I say it? Also, Instagram. Instagram's got a mix of fantastic little snippets from the channel, but also we had a cat recently. Beautiful cat mittens. Okay. So
I don't think I saw this. What is this?
Oh, I just posted Sushi's paws. Sushi has giant paws.
Okay, like, see, I don't follow the Instagram, so I don't know what y'all do.
They're jumbo paws.
Interesting.
And so, I don't know, one day I just decided, fuck it, I'm going to post.
Cats and video games go hand in hand. Add that with Instagram. So if you're not following us on Instagram, it's iDreamOfIndie official. We have reels as well that we're playing around with. So check us out there on the social medias. But otherwise, you can join our Discord, which is the best way to get in contact with us. We're always on there. Besides it being one of the benefits of being an indie warrior, indie member, this month, right, we're doing the special of $5 on coffee donated gets you access to the Discord.
That's right. Yeah. A single donation of $5. You will have access forever, never to be booted from the Discord. So take advantage of that for sure.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, forever.
Well, unless you break the one golden rule of being
a dick. Oh, if you're a dick, then you get thrown out. But
yeah, right. But I'm sure you will not be.
I would hope not.
No.
So be sure to follow us everywhere, and be sure to catch them all too, Silent Signs, like in Coromon, which is coming to the Switch this month. I played this game on PC.
I don't know why, but whenever I see the name of this game, I think of like Coraline combined with Pokemon.
Oh, that's a really, really freaking.
And I'm like, oh, that would be so cool. All of them got bloody knives.
I freaking love Coraline, man.
All right, yeah, give me the camera here. Give me the one.
What?
Folks, Coraline. Underrated, really good movie. Watch it.
No, it's like,
and a great book too.
You know how many times we've watched that movie? I don't even know why. Every once in a while.
It's
like,
awesome.
Coraline, it's a super fantastic film. Really, oh, man. Cool. I wish I had. I've left. I have to go back to my office because I left some decor there. But I have a little Coraline doll
with her
little yellow raincoat. Because the Toys R Us was closing down and they had it half off. And I was like, it's my chance. Yes.
I could see you killing that cosplay, Rose. That would be badass.
Wait, I have the raincoat I can lend to you.
Perfect. But no, it's a great movie. I went as far as to, I don't normally do this, but I watched the movie first and then I read the book, and I like them both for different reasons. The book's also great.
I have not read the book.
No, it's good. It's very good.
It is good.
There's no video game, right, to my knowledge.
I don't think so, but that would be a great idea for a game.
But shout out to like something somewhat similar is the Alice Madness Returns game.
That is a fun game.
The Alice games in general are really cool. So anyways,
Coromon has nothing to do with Coraline.
Coromon's about Pokemon though. It's kind of like a throwback style of the older Pokemon games like Red and Blue, the ones that I grew up on and played. I didn't really keep up with Pokemon over the years, but I feel like I've played more Pokemon style clones than I have actual Pokemon games. Did any of you keep up with Pokemon over the years, by the way?
A bit. I played my first one was Diamond, I believe. I didn't have access to like the earlier systems. That was the first time I could play a Pokemon game. But then after that, I didn't play another one until Moon. And I'm thinking about maybe Arceus, but really I just kind of like watching other people play online more, or like watch people play Pokemon Showdown and just see all the new shit they come up with, like Poltegeist. Have we heard of that one?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Huh. Hold up. I'll do a quick share screen.
When I think of Pokemon now, I always think of Pokemon Go, and people were like that, wandering in the cars and shit, and just not paying attention to where they were. Okay, here we go. That's pretty cute.
What is it?
Wait, that ghost teapot?
That's so cute.
That's amazing. I wish I had a reason to put that on a thumbnail.
Wait, you should totally make our logo something like that. So like the genie would come out.
Genie just like, hi. Hi guys.
Yeah, not to take the focus off Coromon though. It's actually really cool. If you kind of know what you're getting though, you're getting another Pokemon style clone in the classic style.
Yeah.
I liked the Nexomon games as well. I felt like this wasn't quite as strong as those, but it's still all right.
You played another Pokemon clone pretty recently, and I don't remember what it was called, and you're not going to remember either.
Was that Coromon? Because I did play Coromon.
No.
Well, I know there was Nexomon Extinction.
Maybe it was Coromon I'm thinking of.
Coromon, Nexomon. It's all very confusing, really.
Mm.
And there's so many of these Pokemon.
All the critters they catch.
So yeah, that's coming to Switch. I know a lot of folks in our Discord have been excited about that. You know, people will play these games regardless of their quality just because they love Pokemon so much.
Yeah.
But this one's not terrible. So you can rest assured there. Last but not least, Curse to Golf. We went hands-on with this at PAX East Silent Signs. What did you think of Curse to Golf? It finally got a release date. Rose, do you have the release date up? I do not. I'm being stupid.
August 18th on the Switch.
August 18th. Yeah. August 18th. So finally coming out.
So you actually got to play it. I didn't play this one, but I did watch you play it. So I don't know if that counts or anything, but it looked adorable. Like, it's such a cute concept. Did it play well?
So it's interesting. It plays like you would expect a golf game to play, where you're kind of lining up the trajectory of the shot, making sure it goes right.
It has that like card element.
But there's a card element, I was just going to say. Yeah. So mid shot, you might activate a card that will power up your golf ball, and the ball will then drop all of a sudden, or it will fly farther. And I'm not a big card person, to be honest. So I'm a little nervous about that aspect of the game, but it doesn't seem overly complex here. Rose, how do you feel about cards in a golf game? Does this something that speaks to you?
Well, actually, yeah. I'm not big on sports games or sports or moving, but I do like card games, and I love the visual design of this one. So I think that can be fun and add a new layer of strategy, but I get why a lot of people don't. I get why not, but I'm sure they probably are integrating it in a comfortable fashion. They're not going to ask you to do any hard maths.
Yeah.
Well, it was really helpful for me too, because the developer was sitting next to me explaining every single thing about the game. So that made it a lot easier, and I'm probably going to transition into this game. I'm going to have a little bit of an advantage because of that.
But it was like 10 minutes of the game. It's not going to give you that much.
But really, it's part golf game, like in the traditional NES, SNES style, and it's part like strategy game almost, and how you use these cards and stuff. It's tough. So I wasn't quite expecting that out of it, but
I personally
want to play more.
I love how like punny it was, because that's my exact sense of humor, in case you couldn't figure that out.
Really?
Yes.
Stupid puns.
Plenty of puns in this game. A lot of like death puns and stuff like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The underworld.
Yeah.
Well, you are cursed to golf, so.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's neat. Yeah, I'm really excited. Finally, people are going to be able to play this August 18th, not too far away. Shaping up to be a pretty big August.
Also, before we... I don't know what just reminded me of it, but I think I was thinking of Pokemon, and then I was thinking of that like time in history. Did you see the creator of Yu-Gi-Oh died?
No.
What? Yeah.
Wow, I didn't
like
know
this. A couple of days ago, I think.
Very
recently.
I didn't follow the series too much, but that's still sad news. I know it was very well loved.
Yeah. It just reminds me of that same era of like Pokemon. And like,
were they older? Or?
I don't think so. I think it was like a sudden thing. Yeah, anyway, I just saw that when I was... putting something on our Twitter the other day.
That's a bummer.
Like, that sucks.
See, I brought the dark moments to the podcast last week. You're bringing them this week.
Why? So, what did you bring?
What did I bring? A lot of shit, right, Rose? You're just going to have to listen.
We did talk about the toilet a lot.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Ex-hardcore gamer was here, and he Yeah.
He requires the toilet quite a bit based on his diet of Mountain Dew and Cheetos. So.
Yeah.
Let's make sure he doesn't hear this one.
No, he's well aware.
Yeah.
I've known him for a long time.
Not quite as long as you. Because when he came that night, like I woke up the next day, it's just like a bunch of Mountain Dews left in my fridge. I'm like, we're never going to drink these. Maybe they'll be here for the next time.
Notoriously drinks the most Mountain Dew I've ever seen a human consume and is still totally fine somehow. So
it's amazing at his age. Congratulations. Because I don't want to drink it ever again if I can help it. It just wires me too much.
No, I like I'm a hardcore coffee drinker and I can't do what he does.
No, I'm finding in general now, like I think I don't like soda at the moment. I think really? I've lost my taste for it. Yeah, which is a good thing. Normally I would like want like a Diet Coke every night.
The man drinking Bud Light.
Well, I've never lose my taste for beer, especially Bud Light. Actually, Bud Light's shit. It's just all I had in the fridge.
Yeah.
But no, I as I diet more and I kind of get into healthier foods, do you notice that you lose your taste for bullshit?
After yeah, some of it you lose your taste for. Soda for me as well, although I was never big on soda. So I find that usually the stuff that you were never big on, as you start to cut out stuff, you're like, okay, this is much easier to say no to. Although whenever I get a tummy ache, I still want to have a little bit of Coke. I'm always like, hand me my shot of Coke, please.
Yeah.
But,
like ginger ale, even though most ginger ale doesn't have any actual ginger in it. That's just like,
yeah, I feel like I was tricked all of my life.
The stereotypical, like mom said to drink ginger ale and eat chicken noodle soup and saltine crackers and freeze pops. And that's going to make any ailment I have go away. So
that's like when I had a cold or a bad cough when I was a kid, my mom would rub Vicks all over my chest.
Oh, hell. Yo, my God.
It's like hot as hell.
That is the most common joke for like Hispanic Americans here, at least in Miami, is that you ask your mom, what's the fix? Viva Peru. They can't say Vicks, so they say it, you know, with the vowel system of Spanish. And it's like, ah, give me the Viva Peru. Get that shit slapped on you by your mom, just like, pa, pa, you'll feel better. Steam your face after, go to bed.
Yep.
My coworker was a runner in his previous life in college and everything. And when he would get an injury, they had this stuff, which I guess apparently, according to him, is banned now. It's called Cream of Jesus. And you would rub it on your injured muscles and it would burn so bad it would like heal the muscles. But apparently one guy rubbed it on his chest and it killed the guy. Like it was that hot.
Oh, my God.
So yes. You can't get Cream of Jesus. Just like
icy hot?
Yes, but to the extreme.
Extreme? It's like the Four Loco of icy hot.
Imagine getting that shit on your dick or something. You'd be fucked if you got that on your privates. You'd be like,
why would you do that?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Even Vicks on your dick would be terrible.
Okay, but why would you do that?
I'm just saying, accidental contact can happen.
No, men, I understand.
No, no, not.
Yeah,
not
yeah, like, come on, girl. Men, don't put anything. Say no more.
What do you think we do? Like, there's lubricants that are not Vicks that
says the man that got poison ivy once.
This is true, but men scratch themselves a lot. I'll just leave it at that. Our balls are itchy, okay? Terry.
Men's got to put their genitals everywhere and with anything. You know, you put a hole in the ground with Vicks, some man will find their way there.
I was surprised, too, when I brought up the mangina. You didn't know what a mangina was. I bet Rose knows what one is.
A mangina?
Yes. Have you heard of this?
No, but I think I have an idea based on context.
Okay. So what's your guess? What is a mangina?
Well, I mean, you already told me now.
Okay, Rose, what's your guess?
My guess, it's a man who acts like a girl / woman.
Kind of. The idea here is that you actually tuck your ball sack back and your shaft, and then you close your legs together to give the illusion that you have a vagina and your penis is really hidden between your legs. And you can actually look up images of this if you wish. That's
excuse me while my soul leaves my body.
but why?
This is a real thing. Yeah.
But why would you do that?
It's just a funny college gag. You look like you got a vagina. You walk around the room. You're like, yo, guys, check it out. Mangina.
But why is that funny?
Like, girl, what are you talking? Don't you remember when we were in college? You know, that was the thing all girls did. We grabbed toilet roll holders and we put it up to our private parts. I'm like, oh, I've got a wee wee. We totally what did you do?
I thought the mangina was bad. Jeez.
She's making fun of you. Yeah.
No, that's the, what you must have had some ridiculous college behaviors.
Right? I had plenty of ridiculous college behaviors, but none of them involved my genitalia, believe it or not.
This is what men do. They joke about their dicks and other genitalia.
Well, we need a joke. We need a joke about vaginas more. We need that equality. Mock all the things.
I've heard many on this podcast, actually. More than I thought existed, so.
I mean, you've made a podcast with like three women, so.
This is true. It's like The View with one dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The View is.
Is that the show? The View.
Oh, The View is a show. Right. I don't watch TV anymore.
No, me neither. I haven't had cable for like,
I don't even really get TV. We don't even get TV. We get Hulu, which is kind of TV, I guess.
It's kind of TV.
It's TV after TV aired.
Is Hulu? Y'all don't got Netflix?
We do, actually. We have all of these things because we leech various accounts from family members. No, that's not true.
We just traded.
Yes, we traded.
So I bought Netflix and Joe's brother bought Hulu and we tradesies so that we can have all these accounts.
We have Disney Plus. We have them all, really. Do I use them all? Not really. But they're there.
There isn't enough time. With everything already to be done, there's no time anymore. As in teens, just throw yourself on the couch and just like, I'm just going to watch things till my eyeballs dry out.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know what the title of this episode, so thank you. Community poll results. How do y'all feel about this question here? Did you ever purchase a game digitally by accident? I asked this to the Discord earlier, and I know this actually came up because I remember Silent Signs, you did this.
I was trying to do a nice thing, and I never heard the end of it.
Well, I don't really care. I didn't really care, but I thought it was kind of funny.
My friend was going through some shit. And I wanted to do a nice thing and buy her a game. But I like did all this reading online, stupid me. And it said that if I bought the game on Nintendo's eShop, that I could send it to her. Because that's all I wanted to do is send her the game. So I bought it. And then I quickly learned you cannot, in fact, send somebody the code for a game.
So apparently you can't gift the game on Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
Which is really great on Steam. You can do that quite easily.
That's what I thought that there would be, like that same kind of system.
Mm-hmm. No, like, they're not that modern.
She was sick, so I wanted to give her something that she could like take because she had her Switch in bed. And I was like, I know what I'll do. I'll get her the game and it'll be really fun and bright and happy. It was Rainbow Billy.
Yeah, so that's the happy ending to this story. One. Rainbow Billy is a great game and you bought it.
So it's like, that would make someone feel better, I think.
So we have that game on Switch and Steam.
So now I own it twice. And then I just bought her a gift card and I was like, can you just buy this game? But actually like buy whatever you want. But like, this is what I suggest.
It's kind of cool though, because you gave that game the Golden Genie lamp and then you went and supported it. So
yeah, and then I bought that. I like that quite a bit. Equivalent of three times. Whoops.
Well, if there's anything to accidentally throw too much money at, that's probably one of the best choices.
That's what I said. I was like, you know what? I'm okay with it. If this helps their goal of making another game, then so be it.
How about you, Rose? Any accidental purchases?
No.
Okay. I guess it's just us.
What have you bought accidentally?
I feel like I can't remember specifics, but back on the PSN days, I would throw shit into my cart. And then when I check out, I'd sometimes forget it's there.
I know you used to pre-order stuff all the time and you'd be like,
I forgot about this.
I forgot about this game and it's coming tomorrow. Don't be mad.
Yeah. Which is crazy to think about because pre-orders are not really a thing I do anymore.
I'd be like, that special edition was like $120, man.
Like, oh shit. Okay. I guess I'm getting like some fucking polka dot underwear in a box.
Yeah, and the pizza box.
What
are you buying?
Catherine. That was the Catherine special edition, which was like my favorite. Like, yeah, it was actually really cool.
Yes. You still have those boxers.
I still have that underwear. There's one problem with those boxers, they have no pee hole.
Yeah, I don't think they were like intended to truly.
You're forced to do like this flap down whenever you have to pee. It's not comfortable. But 52% actually did this and 48%. So we're like split down the middle as to people who have accidentally purchased.
At least I'm not alone.
Yeah, so don't feel too
happens.
Bad about it.
It happens. I've not had that situation because I tend to deliberate over purchases probably more than I should for games. Less now. But in the past, I'd be like, am I sure I want this $1.99 game?
Mm-hmm.
Something of my childhood was like, think about your purchases, Kat.
Are you like that with other things too? Like buying clothes and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm the fucking worst. Like, I can't make a decision to save my life sometimes.
See, I don't think much at
all. I just load everything into a cart and then I do this like process of elimination like 20 times. And I, even when I like eliminate something from the running, I save it to like a wish list so that just in case I decide later that I made a mistake and I bought the wrong thing, I can go and find the other thing that I thought I wanted. It's a problem.
It's a vicious
cycle.
You have
a plan for a plan and then another plan.
Yes.
Because you can feel guilty about treating yourself well sometimes, can't you?
Very.
Buying yourself something.
All the time.
Yeah. That's a problem. You got to treat yourself once in a while, whether it be a delicious...
In this economy?
Well, now it's a little bit harder to treat yourself.
God, I can't even afford gas.
Yeah. But...
We don't got places to go. Fuck gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to start hitchhiking to work, I think. Stick out my thumb. Someone will pick me up and possibly murder me, but... Hopefully not.
Surprise you, Pat.
Just stick one leg out, you know?
Just wear some stockings and put your leg
out. Get some fishnet on, shorts, put that one leg out, obscure the rest of your body with leaves. It'll work out fine.
Someone will pick you up.
So if I dress goth, am I more or less likely to get picked up?
Is goth what you got out of that? Or
yeah, kind of.
Okay.
The fish stocking.
You know what? We're going to leave it at that.
Fair enough.
I think that's good.
It's another episode of the Big Dick Energy Podcast here.
That is not what this is.
That is, I guess, the official name now. I'm for it.
No.
I'm for it as long as, you know, we'll switch off. One week it'll be big dick and the other week it'll be big titty.
Big dick, but little singular dick. Yeah. Big dick eats the little dick.
That's not
coming up on the channel. Is there anything I can talk about? Well, I guess there's a few things here or there. So we got a copy of Witch Strandings today, which, Rose, you're going to be streaming on Tuesday. Do you know anything actually about this game?
Almost nothing. And I tried to find out more is the strange part, because it's obvious I wasn't interested. I remember when I believe it was even the expo that I streamed from Gorilla, one of the days from them, that I saw the trailer for Witch Strandings and I was like, what is this? There's like a little like a real life action events with somebody at their computer and then just a screen full of squares. And there's something about it. I don't know. I can't make it out either.
I don't know what's going on with this game. So I'm curious. I'm actually definitely going to be tuning into the stream to watch this just to figure out what the hell this game is.
We were tuning in anyway. Who are you kidding?
So that's going to be on Tuesday. I have a new Indies for the Week video coming out on Sunday.
I know,
so
I was there.
Get excited about that. A bunch of games that are going to be coming out this week. Maybe some of them will even be featured on I Dream of Indie.
Maybe I'll even play some of them.
Yeah. Oh, I have a good question for us to close out on.
Sure.
Because we usually go over this one and we haven't done it yet. What have you been playing this week?
Oh, yeah. I was actually kind of skipping that on purpose because I can't talk about shit.
No, like, nothing.
I don't think so. No, every game I have is embargoed right now.
Shoot.
What about you?
Can we speak about them in vague terms?
You can shoot stuff or you have a sword. How's that?
Yeah.
That narrows it down infinitely. Thank you. I can picture it clearly in my mind. Don't worry, y'all. I'll tell you about what I've been playing. I'm still playing Grindstone. I'm nearing the end, I think, of like the single player story, if we can call it that.
You really got on with that one, huh?
Oh my God, I fucking love it. I love the sort of match three, match anything. And, you know, it's just visually such a delightful game that I'm enjoying it a ton. And of course, my usual Cozy Grove.
You gotta try the Pocket Dungeon, Shovel Knight Pocket Dungeon.
Yeah, as soon as I'm done with this one, my next match game, I'm going straight for Pocket Knight.
Very nice. Yeah, and don't forget this week too. I don't know if we told the Indie Warriors and Legends yet, but Clara Sia from Devolver Digital is coming on the channel.
Oh, I don't think we told anyone, did we?
Yeah, no, we haven't. That's an exclusive right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's the PR gal for Devolver. Really cool chick. She has bunnies. So you'll be talking about bunnies. And the three of you will be chatting with her about some PR stuff and other things she's got going on over at her channel. So that's super exciting. We get to do interviews not all the time, so I always enjoy them. I'm going to try to get one a month going forward, though. Just because I think they're great.
Yeah, I love getting fresh new perspectives.
New perspectives on the channel.
Even just getting the different folks from the channel on here has been nice, like ex-hardcore gamer and Alan, and I'm hoping maybe I can convince Nox to come on.
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can get her too at some point. I think we've had everyone except her at this point. So.
Yeah, I don't think she'll face reveal, but I think she would certainly join.
Okay, well, it could be like the Masked Singer. She could wear a mask.
Well, she already has like really fancy art done up, so I think that we could make it work.
All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm. And keep it tuned to I Dream of Indie. We got a lot of content this week, quite a bit, actually.
Keep subscribed, ring the notification bell. And one last thing we want to mention is, of course, our partnership with Fanatical. So if you go to Fanatical using our link, which you can find in the description of this podcast, but you can also find it on YouTube, you use our link and you'll support us, and you'll also support Fanatical, which has fantastic deals every single week. And we come out with a community post every Tuesday highlighting some deals that we want to get you all to take a look at, some games that might pique your interest. So if you're finding your wallet a bit tight due to the aforementioned gas issues, but you would still like to have the fun.
I got plenty of gas issues.
besides bodily gas, although I guess we can count that too. Maybe it'll help with your bodily gas. We don't know. You'll only know once you go and see what they have to offer.
And I've been toying, I'm not sure I'm going to do this yet, with the idea of maybe instead of a post, we might do a video at some point so y'all can see what some of these games look like. But we'll see. If there's a demand for it, maybe we can make that happen.
Also, I have a thing that I haven't opened yet that I should probably open.
Yeah, we do have that. We'll probably do that this week as well. We have some merchandise to show off. A lot of content heading to the channel this week. Oh, and one last thing. I know we said it was the last thing, but bonfire.com. You can get cool shirts like this one that I'm wearing right here.
Yeah,
and it's awesome. I've washed this thing like multiple times now, I swear, and no fade whatsoever.
Oh, and one last thing. Did we already talk about Legend of the Star going to PAX West?
Yeah, she's going there in August, right?
Yeah,
so Seattle, she's Seattle bound, where I believe her sister lives, so that should be a great reunion for her. And she's gonna be there for all 4 days covering that. We're gonna have coverage of that on the channel. We had a lot of shit going on.
I know,
full-time job that doesn't pay like a full-time
she
job.
Is the live stream specialist. She always excels. That's she why she has the title.
Awesome. And you're all awesome too, so thank you for spending time with us, Indie Warriors and Legends. Rose, thank you for being with us, of course, time out of your day. You know, we appreciate you,
and thank you for sharing Wally with us.
Yeah,
of course. I only wish I could transport him to you so he could lick your eyeballs.
Thank you.
I love that. But I'm going to continue getting drunk off camera now.
And I won't.
So cheers all, and enjoy the week.